The Tasty Bits podcast is brought to you by Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. Check out Lady Jane's second store in Brighton on the corner of East Grand River Avenue and Whitmore Lake Road. Get an unbelievable haircut, hot towel treatment, and hot lather neck shave from one of our award-winning stylists for a great price. Lady Jane's second store in Brighton. It's wicked awesome.
This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast.
We kind of figured this out. I mean, there Lisa went through a Leonardo DiCaprio phase for a while, where she was into him, and then she got off.
It's hard to stay into a guy who, you know, just has a boat with a revolving door of 19-year-olds.
One of the world's true whoremasters.
Yeah,
he is.
Absolutely.
Whoremaster.
You're a whoremaster. Mm-hmm. Well, Julianne Hough, you know, the dancer chick.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Who was with Ryan Seacrest, that one?
She was, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, she knows who's good and bad.
Apparently, she has been with Leonardo DiCaprio and has not very nice things to say about his sexual performance. How do we know this? Her niece did a TikTok video talking about what her aunt had told her.
Oh, boy.
She said, my aunt slept with Leo. Apparently, he sucks in bed.
I didn't know that they were together at all.
You know, I didn't either. I guess there's a TikTok challenge encouraging people with famous relatives to talk about it.
Oh yeah.
So this was in 2013. They met at Coachella.
Well, there's probably it's some reasons why he's
at
not.
All.
No.
I mean, it's not. I would never think that he was good at that.
No.
At one point, he whispered something in her ear and gave her a quick kiss on the neck. And
that's
then
all
they
it took,
disappear.
Huh? That's all it took.
That's
huh?
all he's got to do.
That's all he has to do. Little whisper, little quick kiss on the neck, and sex.
He just seems like a guy that doesn't even have to try, because he's got all these ladies just pouring all over him.
And we've said that.
Whatever.
Like, he probably sucks for that reason,
selfish,
right?
Yeah.
He doesn't have to put any effort into
I don't see him going downtown.
No way.
At all.
We did a story once about him listening to music while chicks were.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes. Yeah. He was so disconnected.
Yeah, he doesn't even know what real life is anymore, you know? He really doesn't.
When you can flip through a catalog and pick the lady you want to have sex with and get basically her delivered to you.
Yeah. And they're all like, sure, yeah.
Life's not real, right? You don't have you're not in touch with reality. That's not how it works for 99% of men.
So potentially Ryan Seacrest could be better in bed than Leonardo
I'm sure a lot
DiCaprio.
Of guys. Listen, I'm sure a lot of guys can back that
up. That's crazy, Lisa.
I don't know. I mean, her review of him could be bad too. But she was engaged, right?
Right. She was engaged.
They were living
Ryan
together,
Seacrest.
And they were together for a long time.
Hey, can I say this about Ryan Seacrest? He's a hard worker, Lise.
He's
a hard worker.
He
right?
is a hard
so
worker. If he
handles that in the same way that he works outside, I'm sure he's just fine. You know, Leo's running around chubby with a squirt gun. You know? That's how he handles the sack. It's like fun and games to him. You know? You've seen the picture, Lise. It's not great.
Chubby with
you know.
He was having so much fun that day.
He was. Well, you'd be having fun too if you're just squirting supermodels all day long.
Exactly.
They got me.
Yeah, in and out of the sack.
All right, let's go.
So, that's what I'm sure. By the way, that TikTok has been removed. I'm sure her aunt freaked out when she saw that she put that up there talking about her sex with Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah.
This is a different little twist from this police officer. A Utah County Sheriff's deputy has tweeted an apology to a young boy. He was waiting in line to get some food at an In-N-Out Burger when a young boy approached his police cruiser.
Mm-hmm.
And he's upset with how he reacted. So as he's tweeting out this apology, he gets pretty emotional about it. Here's what he says.
Hey guys, this is Deputy Heyman with the Utah County Sheriff's Office. And the reason I'm making this video today is for a couple of reasons. I don't normally post videos like this, but I feel that I need to make this video and I need to get it out there. Earlier today, I went to the In-N-Out and Smash Fork to order some food. I just began my shift, and while I was waiting to pay for my meal in the drive-through, I was on the phone with a coworker discussing a case that we were both recently involved with. And while on the phone, there was a knock at my driver's side window. I rolled down my window, and there stood a little boy who asked if he could pay for my meal.
Down at Warren Spring, 17J.
And being wrapped up in the conversation I was having on the phone, I told the young man, "Oh no, I'm good. Thank you, though." "Young man, I want to apologize to you that I didn't give you the attention, one, that you deserved, and two, I want to apologize for denying you an act of kindness." "I'm sorry I denied you that. If anyone knows who this young man is, please reach out to me." He was in a white Jeep Wrangler with his parents, and this was about 3:30 today, May 29th, in Spanish Fork, Utah, at In-N-Out. "If anyone knows who this young man is, please reach out to me. I would love to take this young man out for a meal and let him know just how great of a young man he is and just how sorry I am for denying him an opportunity to be kind. Because that's what we all need right now, is acts of kindness. So, young man, if you're out there, I'm sorry. And secondly, please reach out. I want to get to know you because you're a fine young man."
Good dude.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Turns out last night they found the family. They have plans to get together.
He turned them down.
Yeah.
Luke said, "F you."
No.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I'm good.
F the police.
Yeah, I'm good. He was playing NWA. His whole life is different now.
Yep. Changed his whole
way
life.
Way to go, bud. Screwed that up.
Can you imagine?
Yeah. No.
Thankfully, yeah. It has a nice ending.
The kid was graffitiing a wall.
Little guy.
He was like, "Fentanyl it is. That's it.
Fentanyl it is." Sweet.
I remember when I was a good kid. Tried to give a cop a free meal.
Right after that.
And it's like, "I'm fine, bud. I don't need your handouts."
He said, "I'm good." And I just said, "Well, I'm not. So I'm going to start using drugs."
it took a worse turn.
Straight heroin.
That's right. Skipped everything. I like the opioids.
Yep. I hope he was that nice to him. As he, you know, if he just said, "No, thanks,
something
I'm
tells
good.
Me he wasn't as nice as he
I
should
feel like
have
that's
been
why
right
there was
off
a video
the, off the top.
I feel like that's why there was a video made.
Yeah. Like he must so have been emotional. Pretty short.
I know he looks like he's ready to cry at any moment during this video here. So maybe he was startled that someone approached his car in a drive through I don't know, and took it out on the little guy. But hopefully the kid doesn't turn to drugs.
Even his dog behind him looked upset with him.
Yeah,
even the dog was like shaking his head.
Can't make eye contact with you.
Yeah. Right. I'm just going to lay down. Lay down here for a minute while you finish this.
Warning. Dave and Chuck the Freak are going dark-sided.
Everything's ungodly. Dark-sided.
This is absolutely dark-sided.
Good.
Apparently, Jamie, I don't know how you say this guy's name. It's J-A-I-M-E. It's kind of like Jamie, but maybe not. Osuna is one stealthy prisoner. While locked away in California's Corcoran State Prison on a life sentence, the self-titled Satanist found a way to decapitate and dissect the body of his cellmate, Luis Romero, without any of the guards noticing.
It's insane. He must have killed him first and then done all that.
Yeah.
Like, suffocated him and then...
Eventually, the guards discovered what was left of the decapitated body, courtesy of this guy sporting a number of his body parts.
Mm.
An eye, a finger, and a section of lung.
Oh, geez. He really took this guy apart.
Sucks to get that guy as a...
That's what I was thinking. Yeah.
Oh, no, I got the same
knees.
Don't leave me in here with the Satanist. He is going to smother me and chop off my head and I wear my lungs.
Please tell me. See? What did you do to get in here?
I just a small time route of 7-Eleven.
I'm a Satanist.
I figured.
I have a demon inside me right now.
Oh, that's just great. But I hope that we get to...
Anyway, enjoy your sleep.
I don't think I'm going to be doing much of that, so...
Oh, you're going to sleep.
Please don't.
You're going to sleep better than ever.
But you're going to smother me, aren't you?
I am.
And then rip my head off.
I'm going to wear your lungs around.
Your face is very scary.
Yeah,
no, don't put me in there with that guy.
No. You know you're dead. Oh, my God. Of course you know you're dead. You guys, look up this guy, J-A-I-M-E, Ozuna.
Oh, yeah.
He is like something out of your nightmares.
Yeah. Like whoever got him first, like if that guy got him first, he's like... Hey.
Yeah, hey.
Oh.
We're going to be kicking
you know
your
it
out.
Hey.
Oh, no.
I'm a Satanist.
I can tell by all the Satan stuff around your face.
You like my tattoos?
Not particularly.
Oh, no. He's really crazy, huh?
Yeah.
You got that guy as a cellmate?
Yep. That's my...
I killed my last one.
That's my bunkie.
Oh, my
right
God.
Right there.
Good luck sleeping.
I have to take deuces in front of him.
That's awkward, too. Does he watch?
He does, yeah.
Yeah.
He's always watching.
Look at the creepy, sinister wave he's giving to people at his sentencing.
It is.
Probably the people that are going to convict him, right?
Yeah.
I love that the prison guards didn't notice that the guy was decapitated.
I don't think we need to even check on that guy. I'm sure he's a straight shooter all the way.
Oh, what? What happened? He's decapitated.
Yeah, we caught him in there wearing people's lungs and stuff. I had no idea he was going to do that. We were at lunch.
Yeah, the pictures of this guy, come on. Craziness.
I mean, you don't put that guy with anyone else, right?
Right? You gotta let him.
He
used
alone.
A makeshift knife to do it all. That's nuts.
That would hurt. Let's hope he killed him first, right? Let's hope he was dead.
I don't know, though.
Before
that. Didn't take long.
You would hear the screams. Ooh.
That's why. You'd hear the screams.
Apparently, he had a sheet hanging so they couldn't see in his cell, and apparently that's not uncommon. They can get some privacy for pooping or jerking.
Okay.
And that's when he did it.
I'm surprised they allow that.
But
you get privacy
I don't
there?
Think... They probably... It's like a courtesy they give you,
yeah,
but like it's probably not allowed.
Probably a few minutes, too, not like...
Yeah, you got to dissect someone. That takes some time.
Right. I feel like every inch of him is covered in tattoos.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I feel like satanic tattoos.
Yeah. The creepiest one, though, is him giving the little wave at his sentencing.
He's like, hi!
That's the guy who died.
God, he didn't stand a chance,
guys.
He didn't stand a chance,
I don't know what
guys.
He was in for. I don't know what,
They took that picture before he saw a cellmate.
Yeah, they did.
It's like, hey, I'm in jail! It's fun!
No, it's not. Ha. I'm very key.
Yeah, that guy's...
That's really bad luck.
God, they didn't find it till the morning.
Mm-hmm.
So he was carving them up.
What? Oh, man, he also sliced his face open on either side of his mouth to resemble an extended smile, and he cut off the head and posed the body.
Well, did you see that's one of his tattoos is like the Joker. I feel like he has the Joker. He's got a big smile that goes up his face, and then he has...
He's definitely going for a Joker-style look.
Mm. Joker meets the Crow.
Yeah, that's a good description.
Those guards are going to be traumatized finding that.
Oh, my God.
Thing.
I need a new line of work, Barb. Yeah. Today was insane.
Oh, my God. Insane.
Yeah, that's an understatement.
Wow, that's crazy, though.
That was dark-sided, though.
I want to say poor dude, as long as he wasn't also a horrible... I feel like you'd have to be pretty horrible to get that guy as a cellmate. Don't you think?
I don't know if it works like that.
No?
Sometimes I think it's just like a luck of the draw, man.
Roll the dice.
Oh, that would suck then a lot.
Don't put me in there with the Crow.
I can't find out.
You did say something about the Dark Knight.
That was not good. Not good work at that prison.
No.
No, not at all.
You should just leave that guy in his own...
The family is now suing. I guess he's had issues with other cellmates before. Well, of course he has.
Of course he had issues.
Oh, did you read the
They believe he was conscious during at least a portion of this. Oh, no.
Hmm. This is so dark.
I know, it's real dark.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play. Man, Florida's effed up.
We've seen and done a ton of Florida man stories through the years, but this may be the first one where the guy is a Florida man in more ways than one.
Okay.
Some idiot went on this ridiculous crime spree near Tampa early Sunday morning. The guy's full name is Lawrence Franklin King, Florida. So it happened in Florida, and his last name is also Florida. He's Florida man. He's Mr. Florida.
Yeah. Wow.
Looks like he's in his late 20s. And in the course of one night, he broke into at least 7 different businesses. First, he got into a seafood restaurant. What do you steal when you break into a seafood restaurant?
Shrimp.
White Claws.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
He took all the White Claws from their fridge.
Yeah.
After that, he went into a barber shop a few blocks away, and he stole a set of clippers.
Sure.
Then he broke into another barber shop nearby and stole 5 more sets of clippers.
Those clippers.
Once he had enough of those, he broke into a carpet store and then a cafe where he took $800 in cash. He then broke into a vet's office where he stole a bunch of pain meds meant for animals.
Mm-hmm.
How'd he get into all these places?
I don't know. He's Mr. Florida. He knows.
Yeah, he knows how to get in.
Finally, gets home at 5:30 in the morning. But before he was done, he noticed his neighbor's Ring camera may have spotted him, so he ripped that off their door.
He's not doesn't realize how those work, huh?
No, he didn't.
The videos aren't stored on the camera itself.
No, of course, they got an alert about it.
Yeah.
So they called the cops, and that's
how they pieced it all together.
He eventually admitted to breaking into all of the businesses, and he walked the cops through exactly how he did it. But Lisa, they're not seeing exactly. He's facing multiple charges now. His mugshot you can check out at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com if you want to go see it. There he is.
Okay.
That's Mr. Florida.
Hmm. Yep, he looks like if you were trying to give away that prize, that's a good guy to win it.
Yeah, Mr.
Looks like
Florida.
He hurt himself with the clippers.
Yeah.
I think he's been through some stuff.
I think those meth.
Yeah, could be. Although he, for someone on meth, he managed to keep it together to rob a ton of places. Like he wasn't caught robbing like 7 or 8 different places.
I almost feel like, I don't know if he was just doing everything in speed mode. Like, I don't know. It's just, you had to be on something to try and break into 8 places or whatever it was.
Any better security systems at these places? I don't know how, why is it so easy?
I don't know. All these different places.
Yeah.
And it's funny that he got paranoid over the Ring cam because so many people, like, if I saw my neighbor come home, I wouldn't think anything of it. Exactly. It's like, oh, my neighbor just came home. Mm-hmm. But his paranoia went through the roof. And he was like, oh, my God, I gotta rip it out. And it's like, well, now I'm like, okay, now what the hell's happened?
Sure. If your neighbor rips off your doorbell camera,
I know something's up.
There's trouble.
Yeah.
But until today, I didn't know there was anyone in the world with the last name Florida.
No.
It's not a common last name.
It makes me feel like it's a made-up one, like they chose it.
I don't know. Doesn't say. His official full name is Lawrence Franklin King, Florida.
Huh. That's wild.
True Florida man living up to the name. Again, if you want to see his mugshot, go to DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. You can check it out there. Here's a bad place to wander into. A drunk 19-year-old wandered into an Airbnb in Milwaukee. Went to sleep in one of the beds. What he didn't realize is that three cops were renting the place the time.
Oh, no.
And happened to be staying there. Here's his story of how this all happened from KSNB-TV. Take a listen to their report here.
I'm with my buddies doing some police training.
It doesn't get much more unlucky than this.
Well, apparently a drunk dude crashed with us last night.
A drunk teen broke into a home where three out-of-town sheriff's deputies were staying. They recorded it on TikTok.
About 2:30 in the morning, I heard some crashing around upstairs, and I thought it was this guy going to the bathroom.
It wasn't me.
The Montana officers are in Milwaukee for emergency vehicle training, but never expected a crime to happen in their rental home.
With this back door open, the deputies realized there was an intruder in the home. And when they went upstairs, they found a 19-year-old sound asleep.
Matt finds this dude laying in a bed in our house.
Dude broke into the house in the middle of the night.
Oh,
this
God, they're ready for that.
One Airbnb in all of downtown Milwaukee, Wisconsin, loaded with cops. He woke up in handcuffs.
But Deputy Charles Pasola says lucky for him, they were cops. But
what if that dude stumbled into a bed with a kid? Or my wife. I mean, it could have been a different morning, right? So, wrong place, wrong time, lucky place, lucky time that there's dudes that actually know how to handle that.
What did he say? Did he know where he was?
He had no idea where he was. He had no idea where he thought he was. And he didn't know where he came from.
No, this is the first for that. I've woken up in random places.
Easily taken away, though.
Why did you make this into a TikTok video?
I try to make everything a TikTok video. Part of what I do in our community is put myself out in front of people to be a real person. Cops have a hard time right now. And when they can see that we're still having fun and we're still real people and we're good, it's a good thing.
The TikTok video, seen now by tens of thousands, it's just one of many these guys make, all to show a different side of the badge.
You made a mistake. It's okay. Yeah. We're going to get over it. And we, at the end of the day, we can smile about it.
Crime doesn't stop. And Milwaukee needs our help.
We got you, Milwaukee.
In Milwaukee, Hillary Mintz, WISN 12 News.
Crazy way to wake up.
Incredibly crazy way.
Cops around you.
Yeah. Can you imagine how intimidating that must have been?
That guy's life, man. He was like, oh my God.
He's like, yeah, it happens all the time.
He kind of was. He just wasn't here. He had that voice. Yeah. It's kind of like drunk stoner voice, right?
He was like, yeah, I've woken up random places.
Yeah.
Like a bunch.
Where'd you get up to last night before you ended up here?
Drinking.
he didn't even know where he was the night before.
Yeah. Oh, he had no idea.
There's those dudes though. I had friends that woke up in other people's houses.
Oh yeah,
or places they used to rent.
Usually they just make it to the lawn.
That was right. My buddy's dad was like that. My buddy's dad was that guy.
He made it to the lawn.
He would fall asleep on other people's lawns.
Wow,
they don't quite make it.
They didn't
into
quite
the
make
or,
it home.
Yeah.
I knew a dude who fell asleep on a lawn of a magistrate in Bowling Green, Ohio.
Uh-huh.
And the dude whose lawn he fell asleep on was to be on Jeopardy the next day.
What?
That's a wild story.
Alex Trebek brought it up.
He did?
Oh, wow.
This kid I grew up with, he was like, yeah, we found this passed out kid on our lawn last night. And that was his claim to fame.
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah, it's a great story.
It is an amazing story.
I had one of my friends, we had gone to like a convenience store. You know, we had been drinking the whole time. We're all walking. So we're walked to a convenience store and then we're like, all right, see you boys. Like, we're all like, see you later, blah, blah, blah. And then the next day he was on his front lawn covered in chocolate because he had bought a chocolate bar and he was like trying to eat it, but it was just, and he passed out on his lawn. They found him in the morning. It was all melted on him and it was pretty classic.
Hope it was really chocolate.
Yeah, I hope so too.
Oh no.
I tasted it. It was.
Oh, okay, good. Now for me, it was, I've told the story, the waking up on the railroad tracks.
Way more dangerous than the lawn.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah,
still, that's crazy. Teenage Dave apparently had less tolerance than I have now.
Yeah, Teenage Dave was super dumb too, because that's like the worst place you could take a nap.
100%. I'm just so lucky it was trains didn't run there.
Yeah,
overnight.
Like abandoned or whatever the tracks were. Yeah,
I think it's more of a guy thing to pass out in lawns. I don't remember.
Takes a classy lady to pass out on a lawn.
Yeah, somehow maybe they get help in or something.
There was
women.
A news story once about a girl that fell asleep in the middle of winter outside of a house.
Right.
I think we talked about it in here.
I remember that.
I think she had to have like amputations.
Oh stuff. My God.
Oh, yeah, that's a breakdown.
Typically.
Girls, have you ever drunk the girls? Have you ever thought about amputations?
Yeah.
Lost a couple of limbs, that one did. Sure did.
Didn't die, but wish she did.
I'm in a bad place.
That's okay. That's all right. Typically, they don't think many women.
Right. Yeah. Other than that one.
It's extreme.
Do you think that...
not a lot of female amputations.
I always wonder if it's just because if a girl drinks in excess, like... She's either going to have to get help, like we're going to have to take her to the hospital. She's going to have to get her stomach pumped, or you pass out earlier.
People,
like guys are
people look out for
people
them.
help them. In
yeah,
the house. They make
right.
it into the house.
The guys are like, good luck.
Well, yeah. No, because I just assume my buddy's
on their own.
My butt. We assume hey, you'll make it home. Like, of course you're going to make it home.
Yeah, maybe the women just kind of look out for each other a little
yeah.
bit more. Guys are just like,
I
see
think
you
you're
later.
More confident as a dude too. To like,
yeah,
there's
you don't
been
need-
nights I was drunk and I thought I was going to walk like 8 miles home.
Oh,
in
yeah.
the winter,
right.
And then like I like came back to where everybody was, and I was like, didn't make it, almost died. I know it's only been 15 minutes. Listen, I'm going to need a ride home.
Yeah. That's totally it. There's yeah. more confidence involved. Yeah. I got this.
I was like, fine, it's a blizzard, that's fine. I'll walk, it's only 8 miles. And then I walked and for about 10 minutes and was like, this is how I'm going to die.
You came back looking like a snowman.
Yeah. Yep, that
no,
must yeah. be it.
I think the drunk courage guys have leads us to stupid predicaments.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right?
Bad decisions.
We make bad calls.
Stuff with me, it'd be like, I'm drunk, I'm with a girl, she makes me furious, and then I'm like, I'm just walking.
A common theme in Chuck's life.
I've done that several times.
He just walks. A woman makes him angry and he walks.
That's a story of his life.
If you knew how many times I was walking and a girl was just driving behind me real slow.
Oh my God.
Like hoping to God I was going to get in the car, and I'm a Taurus. I'm not getting in the car.
My goodness.
I'm walking. So...
when we have a couple of women, one woman said, I got so drunk, I fell asleep in the wrong dorm room.
See, but you were in a room.
Right. Absolutely.
See, you were inside.
But the guy was so effing confused when I woke up in his roommate's bed. So, right?
He didn't know.
Imagine you're a guy in your dorm room, you wake up and there's a girl over there like,
who are you?
Yeah. What happened? A Boston woman said, though, I'm passed out right on the front.
Well, that is not a surprise.
Yeah. You Boston ladies are something else.
Don't worry a little while.
Yeah.
I'll just get a buck to come.
Yeah. Right here.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Brian's in Bay City. Hi, Brian. Good morning. How are you?
How's she going, eh?
How's she going, eh? This drunk 19-year-old passed out in an Airbnb, not realizing 3 cops were staying there, but luckily he's fine. You had a story.
Oh, yeah. My buddy, we nicknamed him Sleepy. Every single time he gets drunk at all, like any ounce of alcohol, falls asleep in the most inconvenient areas. And one time, the best story I heard was his now wife told us that he fell asleep going down on her.
Oh my!
She just started smacking him in the back of the head. Like, are you seriously sleeping right now?
Oh, that's
dude. I think just woke up. Like, no, I'm awake.
Been there, done that.
I've struggled. I know that to stay awake during that.
Yeah.
Before
sleepy time, sexy
that
time,
can really happen.
It can.
It absolutely can.
It's no good.
Listen to this. We were in Italy. Buddy of mine wasted, gets off on the 7th floor instead of the 6th floor.
walked to the room where he thought it was. Turns out he slept all night in a room with a Greek couple because they didn't want to wake him up, and they were super chill. They even got him breakfast in the morning.
Mm. Well, that's nice.
Wow.
Those hotels can get tricky. You always hear stories about people getting into the
wandering.
Wrong room.
Yes.
Yeah. But a Greek couple to take care of you all night is a unique story.
That's what I'm looking for, actually, in life.
Just wants a Greek couple to take care of
them. Yeah, that's what I'm looking for.
He'll do whatever they need, but as long as they take care of them.
Yeah. Make me food and stuff.
You hear Chuck's in a threesome now with a Greek couple.
It's not sexual. Yeah. It's just
he's in a non-sexual throuple with some Greek
non-sexual throuple.
Until he gets furious and walks away and make a follow up.
I know how. I know how it'll end. I know how it'll end. And I'd be like, Bliss, come back. Bliss. I'm like, no, I'm not coming back, you Greek sons of bitches.
Don't leave, please.
No, don't leave.
Johnny, all that tzatziki sauce, you think I'm not going to get sick of it?
Good morning.
Now shut up. I'm out of here.
He's evaded mad today.
Now I'm going to find an Italian couple.
Change it up.
I always knew Chuck would end up in a throuple. I've said it for years.
Yeah, it'll be non-sexual, though.
Nick is with us. Hi, Nick. Good morning.
Hello.
How you doing?
Prepare to peg.
The enemy right over there. Peg him.
I got him.
Ooh, I got him good.
You ripped him apart there.
Yeah, indeed.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Nick. Go ahead.
All right, so my cousin, he got super hammered one night. So apparently he tried to drive home, couldn't make it there. So he just stopped into a random neighborhood and just parked his car in someone's driveway, tried to open their door. It wouldn't open. It was locked. So he starts checking every door on the block. He ends up finding one that's unlocked. So he just goes inside and he just sleeps on whoever it is couch. Apparently it's two old ladies, lesbians. They wake up, they hear him come in, and they end up calling the cops in the morning. They let him sleep the night. They called the cops in the morning. The cop who ends up coming to pick him up is his ex-girlfriend's dad.
Oh, geez.
Oh, that's awkward.
Yep.
And he woke up in some old female lesbian's house.
Yep.
That's hard to explain,
so,
to.
It's another thruple I want to have.
Non-sexual.
Non-sexual.
Instead of getting arrested, he took him out to breakfast.
Oh, well,
that's nice of him. That's nice of him.
Better ending than
I'm surprised
thought.
That those ladies didn't call the cops sooner. I would immediately, if there was some strange
they might have been tougher than you thought.
Couch.
It might have been tougher than you thought.
Right. Yeah, they could have been able to take care of themselves. Yeah.
That's a lot of these end a lot better than they could.
Yeah, they
this
do.
This isn't the time for
no, it's
this.
Not.
No,
it's not.
Like, imagine, Andy, if you will, a drunk man wandering into your dad's house and falling asleep.
That's what my dad is hoping for.
Right.
It's just something like that.
And he uses training.
He would, I don't know what my dad would just, he wouldn't kill him.
Well, that's good.
Well, that's the thing. Like, I had a guy, buddy that was, you know, in the military, and he just tied a guy up. He tied him up and then just scared him for about 2 hours.
I think my dad would engage in psychological warfare.
Yeah,
with him. But yeah, it's like that's everything he wants is somebody just come in there. He's
test
ready.
Him.
Been ready for years.
A friend of mine was taking the subway home drunk in Boston late, had to pee. So he made his girlfriend get off the train with him. They didn't realize that was the last train for the night.
Oh, no.
4 mile walk home through the worst neighborhood in Boston.
Whoa. That's scary. And then he still had to pretend he was tough the whole time.
I found, like, my best buddy on a wood pile. He wandered off from wherever we were at, and none of us could find him. And then I saw, like, a shape that didn't seem to make sense. And I walked over as a wood pile, and he was on the wood pile.
On top of it.
Like, passed out.
That's an uncomfortable
woke
place.
Woke him up, and we had to walk a whole city home.
Oh, my God.
From downtown where I grew up all the way to where our houses were, which is on the other side. It took almost 10 hours or whatever. It was like
you guys
insane.
Walked 10 hours?
It was like I woke him up. We started walking. I got home like at, you know, 10 o'clock in the morning, 11
o'clock
in the morning.
This person said, I drunkenly sleepwalked after a wedding at a hotel. I woke up in someone's Jeep in a parking lot. I was so confused when I woke up. I don't know how I got the car unlocked. It had to be unlocked.
Remember, yeah. we talked about it. Someone very early on in our show messaged us about, like, they found a guy in the back of their car or something like that. Or it was, like, it was one of these guys who just, like, passed out. I thought he was getting married or something, and then there was a dude in his car in the back seat. I can't remember. He was at a wedding. It happens. People get drunk and they just open up a car door randomly.
They're just looking for a place to pass
out.
They're
just trying to find a spot to pass out.
This guy's lucky. My buddy got drunk, went into the wrong house, passed out on the couch, woke up to a shotgun in his face saying, "What the hell are you doing here?" Mm-hmm. My dumbass friend asked if the guy had a daughter. He's so lucky he didn't get shot.
Mm. Jesus. That's not what you ask.
No, that's not. No. When you've got a gun in your face?
No.
This girl said my ex-boyfriend always fell asleep when he drank too much. I thought he was just sleeping. Turns out once he slipped into a diabetic coma.
Oh, man.
I luckily realized something wasn't right. I called 911, saved his life. I picked him up at the hospital later, and he told me, man, that nurse was super hot. Dude's such a loser. So she saved his life, and he's talking about the nurse.
Oh, well. He's back to normal. You're like, he's fine.
He's a Boston boy, right?
He's fine.
He's a Boston boy. Jamie in St. Clair Shores, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. We're talking about getting drunk and passing out somewhere you shouldn't.
Yeah, so my girlfriend, she did it all the time, consistently, when she would drink. Fell asleep in a sand trap on a golf course. She went into someone's house randomly, and it was like in the movies where the music stops when you walk in and everybody looks, but they let her stay the night and they brought her back to my apartment in the morning. One time she said that while she was out, she got peed on by a bum.
Oh my God.
That's the worst.
Yeah.
A golden shower from a hobo.
Right. It was really bad. She got one time she left her actual wallet in someone's house after running off, and luckily they didn't call the police. They just returned it. Wow. She got very lucky.
No, she's incredibly lucky. Mm. Again, a woman passing out is so rare, but it's so dangerous. Makes me so nervous.
That's super dangerous.
I can't even imagine passing out in a hobo pee's on.
Even as a man, you're right.
Even as a man.
You are correct. Drinking.
I don't like the idea.
I do not ever want homeless urine raining down upon me.
No.
Nope. I don't.
It's a good goal to have.
I mean, yeah.
I never want a homeless golden shower. Yep. This person said, went to Mexico, group of friends from college. Friend was flirting with this girl all night. He said, you guys go ahead without me. Next morning, we found him sleeping alone on the beach, covered in sand mites. You're just lucky again. He's alive. He falls asleep on a Mexican beach.
Yeah. Yep.
Man. Be ushered into the sex slave business or something.
Exactly.
You never know where you end up. You're part of the cartel. Brad's in Tampa. Hey, Brad. How you doing, man?
Good. How are you?
Good. What happened? What's your story?
I was 19. We were three of us. We had a case race to see who could finish a case of beer first or who could get the furthest.
Oh, man.
And we got completely trashed. But, anyway, to cut the story a little bit short, I ended up walking out of the house and I walked across the street. I was trying to walk across town to my girlfriend, and all of a sudden I just woke up in the front lobby of a nursing home on the couch.
Oh my.
And nobody said anything to me. I just like opened my eyes and saw
the nursing home.
People in wheelchairs and the people working there behind the desk.
What are you doing?
And they didn't say anything.
Well, you're really lucky.
Crazy place to wake up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Normally they'd be right on the horn with the fuzz.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Gotta protect those seniors.
Yeah, that's funny. The seniors were just staring at him.
Got a drunk guy here.
It's entertaining. They don't get much action.
Check this out. That's true. Drunk guy. Are you serious? Look at him. Yeah, look at him sleep. Let's let him sleep and then just stare at him quietly. So that when he wakes up, he's all discombobulated.
Yeah.
It'll be hilarious.
Let's pretend we know him.
Yeah. How about we act like zombies?
Really freak him out. Oh my God, great idea.
You love some pranking seniors. Oh, yeah. I love the thought of it. A few more quick calls here before we move on. We're wondering the drunken place you woke up. This came in through text. One of my buddies took some mushrooms and went into some random person's house to sleep. He thought he was at home, so he got completely nude, jumped into bed with a stranger.
Oh, God, you know.
Got arrested butt naked. Had to go bail him out.
Mm. Yeah. It's a bad choice right there.
Yeah, chill out on those mushrooms, man.
Yeah. Yeah, you do. Yeah, again, you get naked and crawl into the wrong person's bed, you're dead.
Yeah, yeah, a lot of people will dispatch you for that.
Oh, yes, they will.
Yep.
They don't want a naked man crawling into bed with them, unless you're James. Frank is in Florida. Hi, Frank. How are you?
Well, that's another
thing. Hey, how's it going?
We're doing good, man. What happened to you?
All right, so, you know, it's probably my early 20s. I'm with my couple friends, couple chicks. So, you know, we're blown out of our faces, drunk. So, like, let's get some ecstasy, you know, all right?
Yeah.
So, called the person, and this is, like, you know, a train station parking lot. So, we're all in the parking lot way in, and then I see him get into a car. And I'm, like, looking. It's, like, been a few seconds. You know, usually it's supposed to be quick. He got into somebody else's car that was in the car just getting out of the train station. Meanwhile, the dealer was, like, two cars down watching it, too, and we were all watching it. He gets out of that car, comes back, tells us it was, like, two old people, either, like, living.
We're losing you, man.
So he hopped in an old person's car
to try and buy some ecstasy.
Yeah.
How confusing would that be for that person?
Ecstasy?
I don't know what you're talking about.
He wants ecstasy.
Pervert. He's a pervert.
Ecstasy.
I gotta find my gun.
He says he wants to be in sexual ecstasy.
Well, let's do it. It's been a while.
All right.
Come here, fella.
Slide my panties down.
Oh, my God, Jesus.
Yeah.
I'm working here.
Get the lube.
I'm working here.
I'm working here.
What do you want from me? We're doing this.
Yeah. We're going there.
We're about to have sex with a drug seeker.
Let us have sex, for God's sakes, Lise.
I'm going to double team this ecstasy boy.
Ride him! Ride him!
I'm riding him.
I'm getting in the mix. I'm getting in the mix right now.
This is hot.
I'm in.
So hot.
Tag, I'm in.
In the mix.
All right, your
turn. I'm riding them.
Oh, God, no.
There's a twist.
I'm riding them.
No. Why did I lead you here?
Go back. Let me watch.
Take it in.
Wow. This is exciting. We're just going to have a regular day.
What a mistake he made. Night of his life.
The mistake of mistake.
Did you get your ecstasy, boy?
Turns out you were in the wrong car. Can you believe it? We had all that sex and you were in the wrong car. Your friends watched.
They got it on video. Oh,
my husband rode you.
Yep. We both rode you.
I'm working here. What do you want from me?
That's another thruple I want to be in.
Oh, God.
My husband rode you.
Okay, we're taking this all the way.
Yeah.
We're taking it all the way.
Not you, but you'd expect. We're just looking for some
meat. No.
Quite a twist. That's why you don't get too wasted.
Yeah, what's the lesson to be learned?
Yeah. There's your lesson.
Yeah.
Because an old man could ride you.
What car are you in?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Make sure it's your drug dealer's car.
We're
about to sex this stranger.
You know it. That's why we come here.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.